I and I shall overcome.
I shall overcome.
Look no come see it. Yeah, I plant root a ground deep. Night after night me don't sleep. Nah, stop until it complete. Still if me rich a man in some I go say I look great. Still I see no say it never come cheap. So me plant peace I can and as him start reap. It attract bad mind and teeth. But in life,
yes it's right, I will fight for survival. Overcome obstacles and arrival. Overcome.
I shall. Me nah say me unclean. Them might have on the earth. Me call when some a farm fool. Me did a put in some farm work. Me mother need one house. Daughter need food or mouth. Some will want me leave hurt. Me glad I never meet and first. Cause in life,
yes it's right, I will fight for survival. Overcome obstacles and arrival. Overcome.
Because freedom hurt more than the lottery ticket. And everything me do the Almighty in it. Him protect me from the storm and me thank him for it. So when the Eden are in them no damn me spirit. One and wash the other, that it's all about. Overcome flood, overcome drought. Overcome the hungry and we put food about. We go overcome the next thing them plan for let out in life.
Yes it's right, I will fight for survival. Overcome obstacles and arrival. Overcome.
Look no conceit. Me day I still a plant root a ground deep. Night after night me don't sleep. Nah stop until it complete. Still if me rich a man in some others say I love to eat. Still I see no say it never come cheap. So me plant peace I can and as him start reap. It attract bad mind and teeth. But in life,
yes, it's right, I will fight for survival. Overcome obstacles and arrival. Overcome.
I shall. Overcome. I shall. Overcome. I shall. Me not say me hands clean. They might have on the earth. Because when some a farm food, me did a put in some farm work. My mother need one house. My daughter need food and mouth. Some will want me leave hurt. Go and go check out who gone first. Cause in life,
yes it's right, I will fight for survival. Overcome obstacles and arrival.
Overcome.
I shall.
About Ras Bogo, he is one of my favorite artists of all time. Okay, you should just look at him and just catch a vibe, right? You see the old aura that he presents himself as. So he is one of my favorite artists, and it so happens that he is currently in studio. It's a pleasure. This is my first time meeting Ras Bogo, by the way. Ras Bogo, how are you?
Greetings. I'm great. I'm up and thankful, you know.
Yes, mom. Well, you know, we have a listening audience that's tapped in right now, you know, on various platforms, and currently are excited that you're in house. There are persons who actually text me and ask me when is Ras Bogo coming on. So he's here right
we're
now.
We're there live right now.
Yes. Of course, I was playing Overcome, one of my favorite tracks as well. It's needed right now, especially during this time, you know?
True.
It seems like the attacks come from just about everywhere. And as I said, within an interview with Aya Inga, it's not just spiritual warfare. There's a lot more. There's so much going on that
you have
to pray more now than ever, because that's the only thing that can save us. So today you're hailing from, you're in Kingston, Jamaica today.
Actually, I'm in St. Catherine now. I'm in Spanish Town, St. Catherine now. I'm not in Kingston at this present moment.
Oh, okay. You're in Spanish Town, my place. In Spanish Town.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, I.
De La Vega City is my place. So, yeah.
All right, then.
And we have some De La Vegas in the house who are currently listening as well. So, yes. Ah, boy.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, of course it is. I wish I was in Jamaica right now because it's cold here as well. The back and forth, the weather, I've been getting sick. One day it's warm, next minute it's cold. So I've been battling sickness for 2 days. However, at first I said, you know what? I'm just going to do the show regardless of how I feel. But the show gives a vibe and it also helps. People that don't know that music is also healing. Music helps you.
Healing.
Yes.
You're a doctor. Teach them.
music actually is a source of healing for persons who do not know that. So, yes.
True.
As we talk about the Overcome track, though, this was done a few years ago. Talk to me about how relevant it is even today in this day and age.
Well, you know, say the song it comes with magic, you know.
Magic.
Because... yeah, man, as we said, it comes with healing because I can perform that song right now in front of an audience that never heard it before.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep getting pulled up and weary, and people who saw me perform it at one show and then brought me up at another show and I say, yo, make sure you perform Overcome, you know, my song that, you know, so it have that thing to it. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Relevant, man. It is relevant. And otherwise, from who just... love to see the live performance, people who just enjoy music. The message in it is also very relevant. From I got 3 verses in that song. And up to the from first to the third verse,
yeah,
I put some special message in it and it connects, it reach the people them, man.
Yes. It has connected. I must tell you that.
All right, give thanks.
Even though this is my first time meeting you, I've seen your work across the medium, social media as well. When you have a new release, I get the notifications as well. So I know you have been working. You have been working diligently as well. Even though we played Overcome now, and I also played one of your tracks at the very top of the hour. That's one of my favorites as well. Think the track.
I think they got it all.
I opened up with that track as well, and it's all your music appears to be very revolutionary and comes with a message. You just released different tracks within 2024 here, but there's always a message that has to do with a revolutionary topic, motivational, inspirational. Where do you draw your inspiration from each time you get into the studio to record a track?
All right. I'm one of those artists who I sit down and write. I like when a producer gives me the rhythm, the instrumental. I'm going to take my own time, go in my own space and do my writing. Because I wrote all my songs you hear so far. Everyone you've been talking about and every Ras Bogo song you hear,
yeah,
I wrote them. So what I do, I go in my own space. And it's just me and the universe and life. All the things that life taught me and what happened from then. Because, you know, we listen, we try to catch up on as much message where Marcus Garvey leave for us now to still study. I know say, someone did say these things. And we find out that the back it's real. And the back real from them time there until now, it's still real. So something about us, African and African descent, It's like someone out there, some great powers out there don't want us to rise. Whatever we do, then try to hold us down. I don't know if it's just with skin color or what.
Yeah.
But some powers out there just doing everything that they can to hold us down. So I just have to join the army of the great ones them before I and the ones them in this time who said, we are fighting back, you know, if we're going to use our voice and some instrumental to wise up some people and make some people know that we are one and we have to fight back because it don't make sense, you just lay down and just die slow and you understand it better. You try to save even for the next generation then.
Yes, you have to fight for the upcoming generation as well. You know, I think that at times we find that this generation is too relaxed. And I always
say,
my ancestors turned in their grave because the things that we allow, you know, to just slide through the cracks and for things to happen and persons to get away with stuff. And, you know, we're living in a different time right now. But there's one thing I know. You see the Gen Zs and the person and the people that this generation keeps saying they are crazy, they are the ones who's going to change the world. They're not crazy.
Right.
They're going to change the world because they have had enough. Right? So.
That makes sense. Makes perfect sense, sister.
Yes. Overcome. Yes. I'm going to jump to one of your other tracks, and when we come back, I'm also going to take some questions from our audience. And this is one of your latest release, actually. I think let's jump to the video content on this. We'll be right back.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I had to sit back and I watch this. Them a silence or a prophet. I see actors and actresses. Them a handshake and them a knock fist. So I work hard and I practice. So I keep getting better at this. Then I uplift my blackness. So they put I on their blacklist. Them a sell out the masses just to earn a profit. But change is gonna come and the wicked not gonna like it. The Caribbean, Atlantic, we are free up all the captive. Run a rocky butch, I got this. Cause nothing gonna stop this. Still I push on through. Though they make things so harsh, I'm your son and I'm calling on your Lord. They make my burden so heavy. I'm not asking you to lighten them. I'm asking you for strength so I can carry them, Lord. I can be a stronger man at the end. Circumstances make me what I am. Every time I see the young men dying and their mama crying, it ain't new, it happens every time. Feed the truth, Malcolm X and Martin Luther shot. Feed the truth, Lumumba and Nkrumah shot. Cause if the lying continue, then the truth not stop. They got no love for the poor, white, brown or black. What you do about hell up in there and back? Still the lion never fear, no bear nor fox. Me heal the king on the throne, me not just fear long locks. And got to find ways to escape them snares and traps. Me still I push on through, though they make things so harsh. I'm your son and I'm calling on your Lord. They make my burden so heavy, I'm not asking you to lighten them. I'm asking you for strength so I can carry them, Lord. I can be a stronger man at the end. Circumstances make me what I am. Every time I see the young men dying and their mama crying, it ain't new, it happens every time. The king of all kings, yeah, yeah, yeah. The king of all kings, do you hear what I say? Put love in all things, yeah, yeah, yeah. The great and small things, do you hear what I say? King of all kings, yeah, yeah, yeah. Show love in all things. The great and small things, put love in all things. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Still I push on through, though they make things so harsh. I'm your son and I'm calling on your Lord. They make my burden so heavy, I'm not asking you to lighten them. I'm asking you for strength so I can carry them, Lord. I can be a stronger man at the end. Circumstances make me what I am. Every time I see the young men dying and their mama crying, it ain't new, it happens every time.
do the boo. Oh, 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 oh.
So, Ras Bogo, I must tell you, this video, I love the authenticity. So, you know,
yes.
So much times I see videos come out of Jamaica and it's glorifying body parts. And different things, but I must tell you, I love the authenticity of this video itself. You know, walking by the train tracks and all of that or whatever, it hits home. You know, talk to me about the track itself, the message. Push on
through. All right, the message.
Yes.
All right. It starts by me saying, tired of sit back and I watch this. They must silence our prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing? Those are the first few lines in it, in the first verse. All right, watch this now. Growing up, and this just, I didn't plan it like this. It's even after the song record, I looked through it and I, you know, Bob Marley did sing theme song and say, how long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? That means, there were voices before I and I time did I speak out to it, and somebody silenced those voices.
Yes.
And Bob Marley come and sing about it. And then years later now, this other young man named Sizzla Kalonji rise up and say, I see Bob Marley rise and no kill me prophet. Why you don't kill those standing on your pulpit? So in this time now, 2024, Ras Bogo see the same vision with them see. So I come out right now in this time and say, watch ya. I say I sit back and I watch this. Them a silence our prophets. I see actors and actresses. Them a handshake and a knock fist. So all these things are just my time now. With different device them we are speak for we. We are wise, we are upon a wake, we are upon a open our eyes. And I take it serious. And if we go down into the chorus now, we are may I talk to the Father and ask him for strength so I can carry my burden where I have to carry. I don't want to be one of those. I no longer want to be one of those who I say, boy, Father, that burden is too heavy for me. Take it back. And no, that will make you a weak soldier at the end. So what me I do, me I ask him for strength to carry my burden because the road is rocky, you know.
Yes, that's
you understand? Sure. The road very rocky and the good soldier, them where I fight their cause, I go come on the heart attack it. So what I do, I just ask the Almighty for powers now because I believe in the biblical character named Joshua. And if some people study the Bible and read Joshua, you find out that man is an action man. He not really sit back and just wait for God to create a miracle for him. He just knows, you know, say, I pray and this and that. Me step out and plan him way out and go make it happen. Conquer who him for conquer and receive where him for receive. So that is the kind of force where I go with. I now lay back and wait for it to come to me. I go out there and I conquer who I supposed to conquer, you know? All the negative elements and try to steal some of these young fans who, you say, lost on the social media, kind of have them brain in our negative part right now. We try to make them know, say, listen, if you study certain things, you can become what you spend a lot of time on. If you spend a lot of time listening to gun song, and years and that smoking.
Yeah.
You know that. If you spend a lot of time listening to the song them about alcohol, it's just, you're going to try all the alcohol and the best one, and one might hook you and grab you. And you'd spend the rest of your life doing that. So it's just like a lot of things. If you find yourself, say, okay, it's just clothes you want and sexy clothes. Some woman will just do that until them can't sexy no more. So we're just making them know that there is more to life than just that, because people, the evil force that run this earth, them going hard to keep us blind from the truth. So I, in my own humble way, playing my role to wake up my people them right now. So the song really based on that, just to open the eyes to people, make them know, say, a revolution is going on, you know? I have to do it, we have to do it. We need togetherness, you know?
Well, yeah, well, again, a revolutionary soldier, persons who are standing up regardless of time and, you know, what obstacles are in their way and they still keep on fighting for justice and what's right, truth, and everything else as well. So, of course, it is. We appreciate your music. We appreciate what you are all about, you know, as well, and for giving to us good music, you know? You've always been that artist that, no matter how you flip the coin, it's always going to come back positive. That's what you're going to give us.
Same, sir. Same, sir, your sister.
Positivity, and we love it. We love it, okay? We have Joshua out of Zimbabwe that's asking, have you ever been on this side of the world to perform in Africa?
Big up Joshua and big up all of my Zimbabwean family then. But no, I have never been on the motherland continent yet. So hopefully something will happen and the bookings get to that side of the world. Eh? Yeah. But I've never been there before.
Never been there before. Awesome.
No.
We have Julie out of the US. She says that you should keep on doing what you're doing. She's their first time listening and seeing your video. But she loves what she has seen as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Julie. And give thanks. You know, and I will definitely keep up the good works. Appreciate it, man.
Yes, yes, yes. We love it. We love it. So you have just released this track. And I said, you know, you have a list of various tracks that you have been releasing. Not just this recent one as well. How... Is there a particular project that you're working on for 2024? I should say an EP or an album, or you're just going to be releasing singles throughout the year?
Well, I've been approached about EP, but that's where it did stop. We haven't continued the conversation after that, but so I may be in time, but for now, I'm just doing singles and putting out.
Okay. Okay. Well,
yes.
So in terms of live performances, we are in Reggae Month, where, you know, there's so many things going on for Reggae Month. We have the One Love movie that came out recently. We have the few events that's happening on the island and various parts of the world as well. Have you performed for Reggae Month? Are you planning to perform for Reggae Month?
All right, what I've been doing is campaigning like the ghetto now, some small stage, gathering up some people, and luckily we get some 1,500 and some 2,000 people, you know, some 500 here and 300 there and so, but like the big major stage since this month, I haven't been on them, but I know I got a couple of new fans since this month, for sure.
That's good. That's awesome. You know, it doesn't matter if you're 10 or 5 or 1.
Right.
I always tell persons, especially when I started this show, one is a listener, and two, I have fans.
So, I'm learn from being a man and keep pretending them, you know.
Yeah.
To have a greatest them, you know. And them man, the teacher, and I said, if you go somewhere and you go perform, if a 5 people there, you perform like a 5,000 same way, you know.
That's right.
I'm going to find joy in that same way, you know? Find joy, because I know how if I see the crowd sleep up and say some people feel like discouraged because the venue should have packed and where. Mm-hmm. Rasmus will go there and say, no, I'm booked for this. And if there's just a handful of people here, me and Uno going to have fun tonight. So make real fun. Give me the microphone and I'm on. And make real fun with the people here. And that is just my spirit.
And that's a good spirit. That's a good spirit. I appreciate, you know, I'm sure if I'm in the audience, I appreciate it. But I like to hear that from artists as well, because it's not based on, you know, this full capacity all the time. You can be able to reach just one person. You're able to do that. So what's next? What's next, you know, for the listening audience? What can they look forward to in terms of, like, performances and or recordings for this year from Ras Vogel?
Well, definitely, I'm still in the studio recording. I just did a new one the other day, just days ago. And we're planning on to shoot the video for that, for the release sometime before the Easter coming up.
Okay.
You know, and the first Tuesday in March, I will be performing on Old Hope Road at the Dub School. I can't remember the specific address, but the place is called Dub School. It's up Old Hope Road.
Yeah.
And among other things, and I will be performing in Jeffrey Town, St. Mary, on the 1st of March also.
You know, Razbogo, I don't know if somebody comes up.
You're serious?
Yeah. I come from the next town over. I'm from retirement. Jeffrey Town retirement.
Okay.
Ocean, Gale.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. We have a bridge in down there in popular, promotion world. I'll see. Right at Jeffrey Town Square there, so.
Oh, okay.
Doing him thing, and yeah. I'm in love with the country. When we go country, we hear some good quality sound, so we have to big up the country sound system, them.
Yes, that's where the authentic sound is.
Real, real. Nobody can deny that.
Yes, that's where the authentic, you're going to find the authentic sound in the country, yeah?
For real, mom.
Yes, like, if you go in Lucy in the Hills, you find that.
True, and a lot of people might text their country, and true, I know the price of music equipment. When I see those song and hear the quality, I know say the owner for them system, they spend a lot of money to bring out that quality.
Yeah.
So I have to big up the owner for them system, them man.
And as well, giving them, the real authentic showcase, whether it's 5 or 10 persons there, but even in the country, when they have a show, they have a show. The people come out.
Yeah, man. Yeah. People love music, man. People come out, man, and step out to music and see live performance, man. I love performing for my people, them, man.
Yes.
They really do. Them step out, man. Even who have to walk, go back home, who got to ride a bicycle, go back home. Them step out just to come have a good time.
Well,
yes, man.
You know, it's sad to part with you, and I'm looking for later this year, where it is that I don't necessarily have to have an album, because there's so many works that you have put out. I love all your videos, by the way. If there's ever an artist who sings a song and the video that comes out with it hits it correctly, that's you. You're one of those artists. Whatever song it is, and that video is going to be, when you do a recording and the video is made to enhance the production, that's what it is, right?
That's
what it is that you give as well. It's not just about everything; it's quality all around. So I appreciate the fact that you took the time to be here today, and would like to big up the track itself, Push On Through. The producer of the track, again, this is Silver Diamond. It appears that Silver Diamond is slowly but surely taking over the industry. Or maybe I don't think he's that big, but in fact, he is that big. Because we have quite a few tracks that he's producing, persons that have been here. So shout out to Silver Diamond, and this Push On Through track.
And the engineer, Brilli, yeah. Big up Brilli, the engineer, too. Our father and son, the back of the whole project. So we have to big up the teamwork, same way. Big up Diamond, Keep up the fire blazing, my brother.
Yes, big ups to Brilli as well. Yes, and to all the listeners across the world as well. We have persons that are shouting you out from across the world. So, to persons that are chilling right now and saying big ups to Ras Bogo out of, persons out of Gambia, Ghana, out of South Africa, Johannesburg, Cape Town, out of Nigeria, Lagos, Jamaica, Ocherias, Spanish Town, Kingston, the UK, London.
Wow.
Europe and everywhere else, Canada as well, Toronto.
Definitely. You got a global platform here, Dr. in person.
I try, I don't know.
Let me catch on, because that's a good percentage of the world that any amount of while ago tune in live right now. Right. So that's a big deal.
And when we were playing the video, I didn't realize someone is wearing a Brazil shirt, because Brazil said, someone is wearing one of our shirts, big up to Ras Bogo, but it's not you wearing the shirt, it's actually someone else in the video. So big up to Brazil as well. I thank you guys for, really tapping in and, giving me the time of day. And lending, I would say, lending to me your listening ear, my favorite line. Thanks for tapping in and lending to me your listening ear each and every week.